Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And today marks 1 year when a group of Hamas terrorists launched an attack on a music festival in Israel, killing 1,200, injuring hundreds more, and leading to a still ongoing war in Gaza, where thousands have been killed or injured. And as Israel continues to intensify its attacks, on which now includes Hezbollah and Iranian targets, vigils and remembrances of those killed or still held hostage abound here in the U.S. That includes New York, where police have made plans now to keep pro-Palestinian marchers and others separate for what could be a day of tense protests and prayer. And the one-year anniversary of the Hamas strike and the aftermath is where we begin our news on this Monday. 1010 Winds reporter Marla Diamond leading us off from Columbia, where we understand dueling rallies are already underway.
With plenty of pain to go around, a large group of students chanted and waved the Palestinian flag on the library steps, while outside, people waving Israeli flags and holding photos of the dead and still missing chanted, "The people of Israel live," in Hebrew.
It's a horrible situation. I am a native New Yorker. I never thought in my life I would ever see anything like this.
Lenore Katz had been to many of these protests in the spring.
Such hatred, calling for an intifada.
The demonstrations not limited to Columbia, but happening all over the city. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Columbia University.
In fact, such rallies are taking place all over the world. Meantime, police are hoping people will protest peacefully here as the rallies progress through the day. They held a big meeting this morning to plan peacekeeping strategies.
The NYPD has a clear message to those who choose to demonstrate. Do so peacefully or face arrest. Chief of Patrol John Schell told officers the name of the game is to keep everything as peaceful as possible.
When it crosses over into crime, we will be as professional as we can. We'll do what we have to do, and we'll keep the day flowing.
Mayor Adams thanked the officers and said we're not going to surrender to fear.
Making sure that those who protest, protest peacefully. Those who are recognizing the 1 year of a terrible tragedy that took place and they want to do it in a peaceful way, we can do it here.
The NYPD has 8 drone teams that will help monitor activity overhead. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Does Mayor Adams have anybody left on his cabinet? Another departure announced. This time it's Deputy Mayor for Public Safety Phil Banks. Banks the latest in a string of departures from the administration as the mayor deals with an indictment charging corruption. The mayor confirmed that he and Banks talked, and Banks stated he wanted to move on to other things in his life. He says, "I wish my good friend well.
He says Banks actually came to him a few months ago and said he was ready to leave. Banks' brother, David Banks, resigned as Gould's chancellor, as you know. First Deputy Mayor Sheena Wright, who was David Banks' wife, is currently arranging her departure from City Hall. Aye, aye, aye. And in the last few weeks, the city's health commissioner, police commissioner, the city's chief lawyer all quit. Some have been subpoenaed or had their personal space raided and personal devices taken, and some have not. Adams maintains he's done nothing wrong, but that the whole thing involves what he described as a past employee with an axe to grind, stirring up a whole lot of trouble. And despite calls for him to leave office, Adams says he's not going anywhere. Of course, we invite you to stay with 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM for continuing coverage on the charges against Mayor Adams. Well, new information on the assault of former New York Governor David Paterson. Now, two adults are facing charges along with two boys. Police say Diamond Mentor, 34, and Trevor Nurse, 40, egged the boys on. The boys, ages 12 and 13, charged with gang assault in connection with the Friday night attack on Paterson and his stepson. This is on the Upper East Side. While the former governor and his stepson did suffer some facial injuries, they are both discharged from the hospital early Saturday morning. Police hunting for the Chanel bandits now. Two thieves, they say, made off with tens of thousands of dollars in stolen bags from the Upper East.
Police say it was a smash-and-go robbery when two men came in with sledgehammers and then stole three purses in the Chanel store worth over $30,000 in total. Karen and Lisa are Chanel customers and say something more needs to be done.
So many vandals around Manhattan now. I'm surprised they only took three bags. Thank God it was only three. It's not the safe neighborhood I'm used to.
You know what? Everybody needs to try to elect people that will take care of crime.
The store manager here on Madison and East 64th says it's business as usual. Security guards who work at the store are on duty, stationed right in front of the store's entrance. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper East Side.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.